From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party will meet Sunday to dismiss President Robert Mugabe and reinstate the vice president he dismissed, Emmerson Mnangagwa. Maya Bush has more about the meeting.
Reuters News reports that a party central committee meeting scheduled for 10:30 a.m. local time would also dismiss Mugabe's preferred successor, his wife Grace, from her role as head of the ZANU-PF Women's League.
Mugabe's 37-year rule has been effectively at an end since the army seized control Wednesday, confining him to his residence, saying it wanted to target the criminals around him. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri is in Paris for talks with the French president on the crisis sparked by his resignation. Hariri was dispelling accusations by Lebanon's president that he was being held in Saudi Arabia against his will. Pascal Davies explains why he went to France.
His resignation and prolonged stay in Riyadh has caused fears for Lebanon's stability. The visit to France, Lebanon's former colonial ruler, is seen as part of a possible way out of the crisis.
Lebanon's President Michel Aoun has refused to accept the resignation unless Hariri does so in Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump said he is delaying a new policy allowing trophies of African elephants shot for sport to be imported until he can review all conservation facts. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said Thursday it would allow such importation, arguing that encouraging wealthy big game hunters to kill the threatened species would help raise money for conservation programs. Animal rights advocates and environmental groups criticized that decision. This is VOA News. The so-called godfather of coral is part of a new research mission to unlock some of the secrets of Australia's Great Barrier Reef. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Charlie Veron is one of the world's leading experts on coral reefs. Born in Sydney, he's known as the godfather of coral because he's discovered so many different species. He's part of the Great Barrier Reef Legacy Mission, which is taking 8 teams of scientists on a voyage to map and test the health of remote parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef. In April, researchers discovered that for the first time, mass bleaching had affected the Great Barrier Reef in consecutive years, damaging 2/3 of the World Heritage listed area. When it bleaches, the coral isn't dead, but it begins to starve and can eventually die. The reefs, though, are resilient, but what concerns scientists is that more frequent bleaching, which is caused by rising water temperatures, makes it harder for the coral to recover. Bleaching occurs when corals under stress drive out the algae that give them color. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
Saturday, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said that the police would reassume their lead role in implementing his war on drugs if the narcotics problem worsens, and that nobody could stop his campaign. Maya Bush explains why the police were withdrawn.
The firebrand leader ordered the Philippine National Police to withdraw from the campaign a few weeks ago amid unprecedented scrutiny of police conduct in the campaign, which has killed thousands of suspected drug users and peddlers. The Philippines has drawn international criticism for the killing of 3,900 people in police anti-drug operations over the past 15 months. But the police deny allegations by human rights advocates that many of the killings were executions.
The police say they had to use deadly force in each case because the suspects were armed and had resisted arrest. Duterte has given the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency the responsibility for all anti-narcotic operations, but the agency chief, Aaron Aquino, said last month that without police participation, the intensity of the war on drugs could lessen. Ukraine's intelligence agency said Saturday that it has detained a man wanted for the high-profile murder of an American journalist. Paul Klebnikov was gunned down outside his Moscow office in July of 2004. Many people believe the killing was connected with Klebnikov's work on investigating corruption in Russia and the country's shadowy business world. The Egypt-Gaza border opened under control of the Palestinian Authority for the first time since 2007. Egypt opened the Rafah crossing point Saturday for 3 days on a humanitarian basis for the first time since the militant Hamas group ceded control of Gaza's crossings. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.